We are here trying to make some sense on what is going on the west side of Chicago over at the Madhouse on Madison with the Chicago Bulls after a dumbfounding, confusing, frustrating NBA draft for most Bulls fans. And while the White Sox are trying to make things right in their division, in their season, while the Cubs are across the pond taking on the hated St. Louis Cardinals, the Blackhawks are a week away from a generational pick. The Chicago Bears are so close to training camp. We got to deal with this misery here on the Sports Cubicle with the Marvelous One, Dan Marver, Devin Tingle, Paul Shavari throughout the entire show. I'm Mike Mercado. And Marver, you and I were talking about this before we hit the mics, but Chris Paul now going to Golden State, Jordan Poole going to Washington. You're seeing a lot of movement around the NBA. You saw that Boston made a move with one of their key players because they felt they weren't in the right position after going at it year after year after year and, for all intents and purposes, failing at the ultimate goal. And yet here in Chicago, we are trying to make sense on what happened Thursday night in the NBA draft and what Arturis Karnišovas and the rest of this front office had to say. So, Marver, I'm just going to give you the floor for a minute or two about your thoughts Thursday night, how the NBA draft went, and then the moment you realized that the Chicago Bulls' biggest move was getting into the second round of the NBA draft. How did you feel about this year's draft, and where are you after that final pick was made on this Chicago Bulls front office?
I believe we've completed the puzzle. We filled the needs completely with Julian Phillips from Tennessee. And, of course, the big deal, of course, was UConn center Adama Sanogo. I mean, those two were the key pieces, obviously, that management thought was going to fill the bill. And we didn't need to get, Scoot Henderson or any of the other top draft picks for one of our big three, which were in two of the three are going to be gone through free agency anyway, probably. So I don't see the logic in this. Maybe there'll still be some deals, but this is what the Bulls picked up. They picked up, a project who only played 1 year at Tennessee. And I actually saw the center, Sanogo. He's serviceable as a backup. But we don't really have any improvement from the draft this year because we didn't have a first round or a second round pick thanks to the Vukovic deal, number one, and, of course, Lonzo Ball, the tampering deal, number two. So that's where we stand. And we're standing pat, it looks like, for the time being. And, it looked pretty good at the beginning of 21-22, but not since then.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing, Barbara. You and I have talked about this so many different times where it's not just fandom, right? It's not just meatball sports takes. We saw that at its best, this team was a good team. They were fine when everything was perfect. DeMar was playing out of his mind. Zach LaVine was okay being the quote-unquote Robin to a Batman. Lonzo Ball was healthy. What happened when that second half post-All-Star break happened? That team bottomed out. And they got bounced in the first round. And then the next season, all the injuries started happening. And you barely make the play-in. And now you fooled yourself. And I truly believe this. I don't think this is just a Jerry Reinsdorf thing. I hope it's not Michael Reinsdorf, but I'm going to lump him in anyway. And I think it's the same thing for AK and Eversley. I think they fooled themselves into thinking they have something here. I think they fooled themselves thinking they had the Miami Heat on the ropes, and they are the reason that Miami Heat won that game, that they made the mistakes that allowed Miami to win that game and make a playoff run. Sorry to let everybody and burst your bubble. The Bulls were not going to make that same run that the Miami Heat did. They just weren't going to, they weren't going to get past the Milwaukee Bucks again. They were not going to, this Chicago Bulls team has a lot of nice NBA players. Some would say great NBA players, but together this team does not work. And once again, we're in a regime where they refuse to make any type of adjustments, any type of creativity. Now, I do think in their heart of hearts, they believe that their answer to the Denver Nuggets was the Vucevic trade, was the Lonzo Ball signing, was having DeMar, having Zach. You can see what blueprint they wanted to use. The problem is, how many times does Vooch get lost in this offense? How many times does Vooch not have the ball to create any type of offense? The difference between the Chicago Bulls and whatever AK was part of building the NBA champion Denver Nuggets is completely different than what he has here in Chicago. And as long as you don't have that unicorn as a jumping point, You can't compare that. Look, Vooch is a nice player. I think any team would love to have Nikola Vucevic as their two or three. More as a three if you're trying to win a championship. But nobody's also going to kid themselves and say, yeah, he's on the same level as Joker. I mean, at that point, we're talking about the Giannises of the world, the Kevin Durants of the world. We're talking about some of the best players in this world. And as we're live recording this, Ian Happ has hit his second home run in the London game. He loves going against Adam Wainwright. Look, if there's one thing to be happy about is Luis Robert for the White Sox and some of these Chicago Cubs hitters in this London series. But that energy, let me ask you this. Ian Happ hitting that home run, win or lose this game, Ian Happ hitting that home run for the Cubs. Who is the home run hitter for the Chicago Bulls? It's something we've talked about the Cubs. We'll talk about it next week. They need more bop in their lineup. This Bulls team doesn't have what the Nuggets had, what the Miami Heat had with Max Strus and Caleb Martin and Duncan Robinson and when Tyler Hero is healthy, guys who can make a big three-pointer when needed. They don't have size. They don't have defense. Marver, this Bulls team is the definition of insanity. Doing things over and over again the same way and thinking it's going to be a different result. And that's where they're at right now.
Thank you, Einstein. Oh, by the way, I think Ian Happ is the leading home run hitter of all time in the European continent.
We did it, guys. We Cub fans, we did it. We're gone international.
It's, the name Mo Bamba has come up, which is funny because he was traded from Orlando for Patrick Beverley, and then Beverley got waived by Orlando. So Mo Bamba is a name. He's interested in coming here. So that would be another big, but I need somebody that can shoot three pointers. And there's been some evidence that some of the people on the roster can, but we really haven't seen enough of it. I mean, the last number one picks, what we were just talking about, none of them have really, panned out as we had hoped. So we still need a 3-point guy, and who? And I think that's the big need right now. And if they're going to keep the big three right now, Levine is the best 3-point shooter statistically on the team. So I'd like maybe a guard to be able to pick up that slack, and there are free agents out there. When you were lollygagging in Vegas, I named last Sunday the whole list of people they could get. I mean, we're looking at possibly a number of different players. Van Vliet, from a local guy from Rockford, sort of is a free agent. But we just need somebody like that as a free agent. The addition of the draft is not, and even Bamba isn't going to help them in terms of the scoring deficit and the defense that they need to improve upon.
I mentioned this, and you mentioned Vegas. Life is a blur the last few weeks that. I think the Bulls have fooled themselves at this moment. And I do think they believe that they're closer than they are, and they're not going to do a rebuild. They're not going to try to blow this thing up. And quite frankly, what value are you going to get for a lot of these guys? It's going to be 75 cents on the dollar. Like, how much is DeMar DeRozan going to get you? He's respected. But like, what kind of value is he going to bring to you for you to start this entire rebuild? Now, I do think if you want me to say, okay, the Bulls have grand delusion and they think that they're in this thing. They think they're a top seed. They think they can make a run. They just need to stay healthy. Well, then there's two things you have to do. And you mentioned one of them, and it's the big elephant in the room. It's the Lonzo Ball situation. Lonzo Ball obviously helped the offensive transition and had a really good three-point shot and then played defense. Well, then you're going to have to find an answer to that. So if you're looking for some NBA veterans that you could bring in through free agency. One of them is Seth Curry, a veteran in this league who can shoot the three-pointer, has been in big moments, and will kind of gel himself into any lineup, any roster. And second thing is, you got to find a point guard on your team. I'm sorry, Lonzo Ball is not playing. We heard it in the press conference that they don't believe he's going to play this season. We didn't need to hear that from the front office. We knew it already. God bless the kid. I hope he bounces back and has a flourishes and illustrious NBA career. It's not going to happen for Chicago. It's just not in the cards. Can you go get Fred VanVleet? Are you going to have to do something crazy like trade DeMar DeRozan in a sign and trade? Trade Vucevic in a sign and trade? Do you have enough creativity as a front office to do it? I look at this lineup right now, and you know, a lineup with a Fred VanVleet type, a Zach LaVine, a DeMar DeRozan, a Vucevic does sound pretty good. Right? I think we could all agree on that. It that sounds pretty decent. Is it as good as Giannis and Chris Middleton? Is it as good as what they're doing with Donovan Mitchell in Cleveland? Is it as good as any of these teams in the Eastern Conference, like Boston and Miami? It's like it's not. And I think this is something else, Marbury, you and I got to bring up. We saw it all season. At one point, Zach LaVine was okay with being the second guy to DeMar DeRozan. That's not the case anymore. Zach is a supermax player. Zach is an all-star. Zach has pull in the NBA. And now we're asking him to, or at the very least, his team is asking him, defer to DeMar DeRozan, who, as much as we love here, as much as everybody loves in the NBA, is a detriment to what you're trying to do. You can't say we need to shoot more threes. We have to be more athletic. We have to be faster. And then your best player is the king of the mid-range. There's a lot of hypocrisy coming from this front office, Marver.
Absolutely correct. I mean, I wanted to get them to get younger is what I stated last week. And they had no first or second round pick. And so they ended up with a late second round pick in Phillips. I mean, what they should be doing in theory is building around their draft picks. Dalen Terry last year, number one, 18th pick in the first round. Dosunmu was in the second round, the 38th pick. And the previous year, Patrick Williams was the fourth pick overall. And Coby White in 2019, the seventh pick overall. These should be the people that are now building around. And if they're not going to be able to succeed with White, Williams, Dosunmu, and Terry, then they're going to have a problem when their current big three are no longer there, which may be sooner than later by their own choice. So the problem is that they don't seem to have the chemistry that's going to work. And none of these people I mentioned that they've drafted has shown any ability to make 3-point shots. And it's just, and that would really help because then you have to respect the shot and it helps with the offense all around in the interior and the post play and everything. And you can see that with the good teams like Denver, like Miami. So that's what they're lacking. I mean, their defense isn't great, but it's serviceable. And on a given night, LaVine can carry the whole team through a playoff series like he did with Toronto in that one game. So, and DeRozan has his nights where he can score 40 and 50. So I think that they have some offensive stars, but they're lacking the ability to have the overall game that I'd like to see, with like I say, with some excellent 3-point shooting that can be respected, which it is not, and better post play too.
And we've talked about it a thousand times, Marver. Like, this team has players that we really like as basketball fans, whether it's the high school or WNBA or women's college basketball, men's college basketball, the G League, Europe League. Like, we love ball. We love basketball. But this team has a lot of awesome players that don't play well together. And that's just a reality sometimes. Sometimes that's just the case. Sometimes you have really good players. Sometimes you have some of the most likable players. It doesn't mean you're going to win an NBA title. It doesn't mean you're going to get to the conference finals. It doesn't mean you're going to win a freaking series. Now, I do put some responsibility on the players, obviously, because they're the ones who have to execute what Billy Donovan is doing. But here's something on Billy Donovan and the front office. Where has been the development on this team? Name me a second rounder or undrafted player that has come out of nowhere and helped this team, not just a flash in the pan or a pretty good season. Tell me one of their top 10 draft picks that has become a staple, a starter, not just on this team, but will be a starter amongst any other team in the NBA. They have not done that. There is nobody on this Bulls roster right now that has been drafted by this front office that would be a starter on any other team in the NBA. And they have spent capital on that. Marvin, you and I have talked about how important it is to just hit on one of those. You hit on one of those and your fortune changes completely. And they have not been able to do that. So my question to the front office, to this coaching staff, we're entrusting you. You're the ones who got the contract extensions. Where has your pull on this been? Where have you put your imprint? Where has the development on these players been?
Well, the only one I can talk about Wendell Carter for
Yeah.
He was drafted by the Bulls, and he scored 15.2 points a game and eight, rebounds 8.7, 2.3 assists. But unfortunately, He's now with the Bulls. I believe he's with what, Orlando, and but he was a number one pick of the Bulls. So there was that was one that was good, but they didn't keep him. And it's ironic because everybody after that, like, couldn't start for any other team, like you say. But I mean, I expected some kind of flashy move on Thursday night, but it did not happen. So apparently they're standing pat, at least for this year. And I don't know what their draft position is going to be like in 24, but we're going to go through another year of pretty much the same, where we might get an 8, 9, or 10 spot, maybe 7, who knows? But we're not going to pass the big three for sure, which is namely, you got Milwaukee and you got Boston and Miami. I'd say I don't think that we're going to be in the top three in the East for sure with this group. So it's just a sad commentary. Because I guess management feels that they can do better with what they've got by adding a few pieces. Now, the free agency remains to be seen. So that's going to be a key factor in determining what improvement they will have, because they may lose some and gain some, but that's not something that we know about yet, and that's going to be coming up. So the draft was going to be a bust with no first and second round pick, and that's basically what it was. And so that's where we go forward now and see if they can improve the team in another way, trades, free agency, what have you.
And I want to circle back to that, Marv, because you bring up a lot of great points. Before we do that, we want to make sure everybody's following us on Twitter at Sports Cubicle TV. Check out the video over on YouTube at the Sports Cubicle and anywhere else you get your favorite podcast at Sports from the College. Of course, every Sunday night on WCPT 820 and on the SoundCloud if you want to hear the entire show, soundcloud.com, WCPT 820. Shout out to our friends over at Sheets and Giggles. Sleep like kings and queens that you are, and use our promo code, the Sports Cubicle, Sports from the Couch, for 15% off your next order, and get that eucalyptus mattress and sheeting and make yourself feel good this summer season. Make yourself feel better than the Chicago Bulls did this NBA draft. Here on the Sports Cubicle, it's the Marvelous One, Dan Marver, Devin Tingle, and Paul Shavari throughout the entire show. I'm Mike Mercado, and I want to run this number by you, Marvelous. It's the Nikola Vucevic kind of rumors of what the contract might look at. It's sounding like 3 years, and it sounds like 2 years guaranteed, obviously, for 25 each, 25 per the 3 years, so about $75 million. But the third year being the interesting point of player option or team option. Look, it, I will give this front office a little bit of leeway. If they go into this free agency market, they get some veterans, and they try their best to surround the team with things that would accentuate what it does well. The problem I have is we've seen this experiment. Look at this Eastern Conference. The Milwaukee Bucks are only going to get better. And I think the Milwaukee Bucks are the favorites to win the NBA Finals. They were bounced out early. They were hurt. They're going to be with a new head coach. They're going to have all this new health, and they're going to go and make a deep run. I mean, I think that's what's going to happen in Milwaukee. So take them out of the equation. The Celtics make a huge trade. We'll see if it gels with their roster or not, but the Celtics are going to stick around. The 76ers, Embiid, it's do or die for him when it comes to legacy with the 76ers. A lot of pressure on them. Cavaliers, a team that we're going to see, they've drafted well. They brought in a superstar like Donovan Mitchell, a 4 seed. We'll see how they are able to maintain that. Then things get interesting with the Knicks, Nets, and the Hawks. Even the Heat, they're getting older. Are they going to trade Bam Adebayo? Are they going to get Dame Lillard? Toronto is losing one of its key pieces in Fred VanVleet. That's going to be a complete rebuild. So if you're the Chicago Bulls, there is some room for you to do the Jerry thing and be a quote-unquote contender without actually winning. But if the goal is to win, and your first move is to sign Nikola Vucevic to a 2 or 3 year deal for $75 million. Marver, is that just not more of the same of what we've seen from this exact regime?
Yes. In terms of Nikola Vukovic, he signed a 4-year, $100 million contract with the Magic, which was guaranteed annual salary of $25 million, obviously. In 23-24, Vukovic will earn, he will earn that, while you'll have a cap of the $33 million. So, I mean, I think he's going to go back to Orlando personally.
No.
So yeah, that's what I personally think will happen. I think he's going to leave and go back to Orlando, but I could be wrong. We'll see. But so that would leave, room for Mobamba and the center from UConn, and Drummond, and whatever free agency we can acquire ourselves, because we'd have a big available salary number if he should leave. And that was an early rumor on him. I just don't see. I think he's gonna seriously test the waters, and he liked it in Orlando, from what I understand. So we'll see what happens. I mean, there was a lot of talk in the draft too about different things that were going to happen, and none of them occurred. Even with regarding Levine going back to LA, he went to college there, and or a trade with the Knicks to bring Rose back, or Miami. There's a lot of things that are talked about, and they still may happen. So it's kind of early here in June to know what's going to be in October, November. But they need to improve in the areas we keep discussing, and they have sufficient offense, it seems like. And I thought, the rumors about Caruso, or that he was going to be traded, but that hasn't happened yet either. But they do need some production from that. He's, from the guard spot, he's a gritty guy, and he's survived being tossed into the stands or whatever. So, he's a tough guy, and so he's a good guy to have around, but not a good 3-point shooter either. So it's going to be a struggle. Like you say, even you talk about, Atlanta and some of the others, and Miami getting older. Just they're in a position here where Cleveland's getting better too. So they need to get incrementally better to compete. I mean, they're not going to, there's no answer for the Greek freak, except for maybe the French freak, but he's in the other conference. And we'll see what happens. I mean, it's still early to really make a final grade on the off season, because we're still in it.
So I got something that I want to leave us with, okay? And this, first of all, again, I think it's something that we have continuously been talking about of we like these players. I think all these players that we're talking about on the Chicago Bulls are good NBA players at minimum and can be really great, up to great assets for other teams. I think together it just hasn't worked and it's been a snake-bitten type of run for them. But I just went to the NBA trade machine. How about this? Kind of head in the clouds, kind of dream scenario. But the Chicago Bulls send over Nikola Vucevic, DeMar DeRozan, Kobe White, and Patrick Williams for Pascal Siakam and Fred VanVleet. Now, if you're telling me going into next season, any type of scenario like this, where my starting lineup is some form of Fred VanVleet, Pascal Siakam, and Zach LaVine with a smattering of other mid-level exceptions and other NBA veterans, I'm more comfortable with that and sending DeMar back to a team that could give him the proper send-off the rest of his career, sending Vucevic to a world-class city that's losing one of their big guys, and giving Patrick Williams a chance to start somewhere else and Kobe White a place to start somewhere else at point guard. Because I don't think Kobe White can be your starting point guard this coming up season. I don't think Patrick Williams, the experiment, when we have his option coming up, can be viable. And I think DeMar DeRozan's game, where you want it to go, cannot help this team growing after you've signed somebody to a Supermax deal and you have this contract. So Vucevic, DeRozan, Kobe White, and Patrick Williams for Pascal Siakam and Fred VanVleet. What do you think, Marver?
Well, I think you may have given too much, considering Van Vliet isn't he an unrestricted free agent?
Both of them. So it would be a sign and trade with both Vooch
All
and
right, I
Van
got you.
Vliet. So they would
I
have
got
to both be sign and trades amongst everything else. What do you
okay.
think, though? What do you think of that idea? Would it be if they're going to go veteran heavy, we're running it back, we're not rebuilding? Is it that type of splash? You're not going to get Dame. You're not going to get Chris Paul. But Siakam and Van Vliet? What do you think?
Well, I mean, they actually almost made the playoffs, Toronto, with those two guys and others. So it would probably be an upgrade in a sense, because like White and Williams showed some flashes. I mean, White actually scored the last basket of the season before he was pulled for Caruso for unknown reasons against Miami. But in any event, I kind of like White, but you have to give something to get something, obviously. And I like it. I just think that maybe both Williams and White is a much with Vukovic, but maybe just do a draft pick instead.
Yeah, and we know that they're not opposed to doing that, but that's where we're at, Marver. That's where we're at, Chicago. That's where we're at, fellow Cubicle Knights, that we are looking at the trade machine and just hoping and praying to the basketball and sports gods that something interesting happens to the Chicago Bulls, because we are thirsty for championship number seven. Heck, we're just thirsty for a playoff series win. But with that, it is time for some crumpets and tea. It is time for some fish and chips. Marver and I need to disperse, stop talking about the dreadful Chicago Bulls, and talk about a London series. But that'll be for next week as we recap that, and we'll recap what might have happened with the Chicago Bulls. Marvelous. Any final words we say goodbye to
No,
our people?
I mean, we're talking about, playoffs, and we're talking about October. I mean, why can't the Cubs win the NL Central and then be in a playoff series? That division is so winnable. You can win it with an 80-82 record, it looks like to me. So
Hey, Marver, from your mouth to the sports god's ears, what did we say? I predicted 82 and 80 and an NL Central Division win. And my boy, we're right there. We're right on the cusp of it. But it should be a fun series. And it should be, at the very least, interesting if you're an NBA fan to see how that plays out. And if you're a baseball sports fan to see how the Chicago Cubs fare out and maybe come back to the States at 500. Let us know your thoughts. We're on Twitter at Sports Cubicle TV. Shout out to our friends over at Sheets and Giggles. Use the promo code The Sports Cubicle Sports from the Couch for 15% off. We're on YouTube at The Sports Cubicle. Everywhere else at Sports from the Couch. And of course, WCPT 820 Chicago every Sunday night. And on the SoundCloud, if you want to hear the entire show, soundcloud.com, WCPT 820. For the amazing, the one and only, the marvelous Dan Marver. For Devin Tingle, for Paul Shivari, I'm Mike Mercado. Enjoy the rest of your night.